I just want to preface this whole episode by saying that Amanda
sucks.
Made me cry.
Listen, I didn't. I feel very like
emotional
shit.
Right now.
I'm sorry.
I just didn't expect, and I'm not gonna spoil it for everybody else, but I just didn't expect it to.
Hit
it
you?
Was gut wrenching. Yes,
and I said it so nonchalantly.
In the spirit of Mortal Kombat, it was a total fatality.
Yeah, I am. So needless to say, Amanda feels like shit, and your chair is moaning with you.
Yeah, yeah, we're all very sad.
And of course what we're talking about is Shadow and Bone.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. First of all, welcome back for
another episode of
sure
us being wicked awkward massholes.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm Man, she's Joe. We are online, Facebook and Instagram at wham617. Mm-hmm. And you can find us at wham.buzzsprout.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're there. All right, let's get into this. So this is, what, like a week old on Netflix now?
Shadow and Bone, yeah.
And I only just saw it bump down from number one spot. I think it was like yesterday.
Yeah, it's been everywhere.
Oh, God.
Wait, rightly so.
Yes. So you've read... So this was probably, like, I think it was one of your first Christmas gifts to me,
mm-hmm.
was The Six of Crows, which is the second installment to the Grishaverse of Leigh Bardugo's. We've heard us talk about this many times.
Mm-hmm.
And I read Six of Crows, and I'm, like, at the beginning part of Crooked Kingdom, but I can't...
sequel.
Yeah. So we have... It's made up of the Shadow and Bone trilogy, the Six of Crows duology, and then her latest two is the King of Scars duology. So a total of 7 books. I think Ruling of Wolves is supposed to be the last one.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
So, but I think we're in for a long haul here.
Mm-hmm.
So I started reading Shadow and Bone after, I think, I'm not going to lie, I've already seen this series at least 6 times.
Really?
Yes. I just, like, it ends, and I just go right back.
Yeah.
And it's just on a loop. That's where it's at.
It's so fucking good.
So, you know how, like, obviously they always say the book is better than the movie, and then there's, like, those very few instances where the movies are better than the books? The show is exactly like the fucking book.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's comparable.
So, the first 2 episodes of Shadow and Bone is, like, the first 7 chapters of Shadow and Bone. Now, mind you, like, the way that we meet Alina and Mal is not how you meet Alina and Mal. So, originally in the book, they both got drafted to go into the fold
right.
together.
Yep.
In the series, I think what they were trying to portray is, like, what Alina feels for Mal.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, you know, she kind of sabotages the trip and then gets herself on there to just not leave Mal alone.
Mm-hmm.
So, but other than that, like, I didn't find very many differences.
Mm-mm.
Just based on, like, the first 2 episodes and the first 7 chapters of the book.
I'm curious, though, because not everybody who watches this is going to have already read the books.
Right.
And I wonder how clear the universe is to them. Without knowing beforehand. Because they do try to explain, but they just, like...
It'll be confusing.
Yeah.
If you don't know... Because she said it, too. She's like, if you're not going to read the books, there's, like, these little handbooks that she has that explains
yeah.
what Grishas are. She's like, at least read these, so at least you go in having an idea of, like, oh, okay, then I know
expect.
What a Kapalnik, or however you say it
Kapralki.
Is. Like, oh, yeah, like a... A heart render. I know what a heart render is. I know what a healer is or a fabricator or anything like that.
Yeah.
Or
even just like the different provinces.
Exactly. Just study the fucking map for whatever. But it's... I love that she produced it.
I was going to bring that up because I feel like anytime a book goes to a movie and you don't have the author involved, that's when it falls apart.
Yeah.
She was like in this.
So like I don't remember if... J.K. Rowling's was part of, if she was producer, I'm sure that she probably didn't have, I can't remember actually, so I'm not going to assume anything. But the only other thing I can compare this to, sadly, is the 50 Shades of Grey series. So where E.L. James had a lot of say in it, but I think for the first 2 movies, her and the directors clashed.
Mm-hmm.
So the last 2 movies, the director or, No, the script, the writer.
Screenplay writer.
Thank you. Was her husband.
Oh.
So it worked out in her favor, which is why I believe like the last two movies
were better.
Are so much better than the first
two. I haven't seen them, so I don't know.
And it's the same thing with like the Twilight series. Like, I think Stephanie Meyer was there for a lot of it, and I think the movies are pretty true to the book, but it's nothing like this. Like, Lee, she explains, like, when Alina gets presented to the king, she explains and goes into detail of that whole entire scene, yep. And I swear to Christ, it's like you pulled it right from the book.
Mm-hmm.
Even the fucking characters themselves, like Kaz, Jesper, and Inej, at first I wasn't sure about Kaz, but once you see him and he's in his character, I'm just like, there's no one else.
Exactly.
This is it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't picture anyone else. Jesper, Inej, it's all the like, this is it. Nina.
The casting was so on. It was so perfect.
It was.
It's exactly how I envisioned them.
It was insane. So, one thing that Lily said that I 100% agree with is how they took Shadow and Bone and Six of Crows and molded them together.
Because
technically, we don't meet the Crows until after this whole ordeal with the Shadow and Bone series. Yes. But it's nice that it sets it up so that you know how. Because originally, it's just Kaz, Jesper, and Inej.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nina makes it into that crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't. Like, when you read Six of Crows, you don't know how.
Right.
Or even the story of Nina and Matthias. I'm pretty sure she talked about it. Or it was either from Nina or Matthias's point of view that they explained how they met. And I remember, like, in their episode in the series, I remember that journey.
Yeah.
I just cannot remember
where it was.
Like, I remember it was in Six of Crows that it was explained, but I like how it just...
It fits together so well. Yeah. And
it so nicely.
They show it, like, side by side simultaneously, which I think just... It saves a lot of screen time.
Yeah.
And condenses the story smartly.
Yes.
So
the only thing that bums me out is that the entire Shadow and Bone book is from Alina's point of view. And in Six of Crows, we get a chapter for each character.
I love that.
Which I fucking love. Because it gives you pieces of what's going on.
Yep.
Which I guess makes sense because that's how Kaz is when he plans his heist.
Yeah.
He only gives you what you need to know and holds back so much more. So the fact that she did that with Six of Crows is great, but I kind of wish it would have gone the same way with Shadow and Bone.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but...
And they could get the whole rounded everything. Yeah. Imagine reading from the Darkling's point of view. That'd be so cool.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
I would love that. So, what do we think of Alina?
Casting-wise?
No, just her character. I don't... Like, casting, I already know it's all fucking perfect. They can't go any wrong. But did you get the feeling that she wasn't the main character here?
A little bit.
Do you think she was, like, overshadowed? No pun intended. Overshadowed a little bit?
I don't know. I feel like she just fit in. I don't...
Can I tell you what I mean by that?
Yeah.
I think I was just more excited about other storylines than Alina's, because I feel like with Alina we were just kind of like a wait and see game while everybody else's pieces fell together. So I felt like the main character in the story was Alexander.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Okay.
But you kind of need it, because you need his motivation.
So Lily is not a fan of Ben Barnes.
Really?
She thinks he's ugly, and I think he's a fucking smoke.
He is a smoke.
Oh.
Ever since fucking Prince Caspian, I was like, yo, I'm all about this Ben Barnes bitch.
This is it.
This is it.
He did so great.
I was going to say, I was all about when I heard he was going to play.
Yeah.
See, Kerrigan.
I don't remember that. I don't know. To me, these are all fresh new faces, except for
Ben is the only one I
Bagra.
Know.
Bagra.
Oh, and her.
Yeah.
But that's it.
I didn't know who Ben was. Prince Caspian and what?
Narnia. The second Narnia movie.
Okay, that's what I... Oh!
Yeah!
I got you now. Okay, yes.
Yep.
Oh, God, he was so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was.
And I guess him and, what the fuck is his name that plays Mal?
Oh.
Anyway, they were in a a couple other movies before.
Yeah, I think so. I think I saw something about that. Here, let me just pull up the IMDb.
It wasn't Stardust. It was something else. But anyway, I thought that was really cute because I guess Ben Barnes like
Archie.
Archie, thank you.
Bruno.
I guess Ben Barnes kind of pushed him to like be in this, and I was like, that's so cute.
We got each other's backs.
And he's delicious. So.
Yeah, you are. This is a whole new
I don't know what it was, because
he kind of looks like
he was like a he's rugged but like sweet. I don't know.
I think he's cocky.
In a good way?
In a very like I'm not taking you seriously type of way. But that's okay cuz you're kind of cute.
He's cute.
You're fun.
He was very cute.
Yeah.
And he can fight.
Yeah, that was very impressive. Mm-hmm. So obviously, The Crow's special place in my heart.
Mm.
Always. I think I was more interested in Nina and Matthias's storyline because they're so different.
Mm-hmm.
They come from complete polar opposites. And to see Matthias just literally thaw and become the sweetest, fucking most innocent thing in the world.
Can I just say, one thing that caught my eye during their whole, like, scenes was they, thankfully... casted an actress Nina. That was not a skinny ass bitch.
No, because
she's written to
as
be
a thick girl.
Yeah, and she, I was like, she has saggy tits, flappy arms with a strong mouth. Like
yes.
That is Nina.
I love it.
And I was, oh, I was
she
very
was
happy
very
about that.
Busty and curvy and badass.
Curvy,
and just
yeah.
Completely disgusting mouth, and
yep.
He is just.
They come from, like,
fucking perfect.
Him and his, like, people come from, you have to be, like, not controlled, but you have to be conservative.
They remind me of Vikings.
Yeah, but minus all the sex. They're very, like, prudish.
Yeah, they are. They're not snobs. Is it snobs? Is that the word I'm looking for?
They're, like, yuppie snobs.
It's just, like, our women don't fight. They don't want
it's
to fight.
It's traditional.
They don't get out of line. They
yeah.
respect their men, and they're more than happy to stay home and be in the
it's
kitchen.
It's like the 50s mentality.
Yeah. And but add a little bit of spice.
Yeah. She, and I love Nina, who she has, like, she's got the sailor mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but.
Don't give a fuck.
She's like, why are you covering up? She's like, I'm naked. Get naked.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
So I. How do I want to start this?
I still can't believe Lily doesn't like Ben Barnes.
Yeah. So,
Lily.
So here's my... So I was going to get into this. Clearly, there would be no need for a series unless Alexander Kerrigan was in this, right?
Correct.
I'm trying to decide if I want to spoil this or not.
Don't.
I don't want to, but I think... I don't know how else to get around it.
Can I just say I was so upset it was only 8 episodes? I mean, I know that's the usual.
Yeah.
But I was like, I need more.
I think it did a pretty good job at telling
oh,
what it needed
yeah.
to tell. But I think that's what I meant by, like, I don't think Alina was the main character because there was really not much to tell. Like, she was just she was just locked up in a tower and being manipulated, basically, is all she was.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So,
by some beautiful brown eyes.
Sorry. I want to talk about this, but I don't think I can talk about it without spoiling it.
Well, you could say, just don't, I mean.
I don't think I can talk about it. Without,
you could say that the general, like, what happens, like,
okay,
without
so,
ending it.
If I spoil this in any way, shape, or form, and you've not seen the show, I apologize. Also, though, if you don't know who the baddie is from the beginning, then shame on you
yeah.
for not getting baddie vibes.
Yeah.
So, my whole thing was the history of the Darkling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
The Black Heretic.
Yes.
Alexander Kerrigan, General Kerrigan. He has a lot of names.
See, you just spoiled it.
What?
Because they don't... You did.
You just said we were going to spoil it.
I said, if I do, I'm sorry. I was trying not to.
No.
But...
You know from the beginning who it is. Come on.
Do you, though? That's why I said what I said. Okay, well, since we already done it, I guess we're going to done do it.
There's a lot more
so,
to the story than
so
just
here's
who
the
Darkling is.
Okay, so here's the thing with the Darkling, right? So, do you agree with his views?
No. I could see when he was saying, when he was describing it to Alina, like, I want to, you know, bring us together, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's what he thinks in his mind is going to happen.
Can I say that I agree 100% with everything he's done?
Tell me.
So, when you get to his episode.
Yeah.
And you see all those hundreds of years ago what he was trying to do, which basically was to stop the slaughter of his people. Mm-hmm. He worked for the king. He won a war for the king in order to stop them from killing Grisha.
Yeah.
And the fact that he reacted the way that he did, I don't blame him.
Oh, no.
So now, I sent you this thing, right? And I was like, well, at least Alexander knows how to ask for consent in some way. Sexually, yes. But he totally violated Alina.
Oh, hell yeah.
When he did what he did. Mm. But I can't imagine fighting this fucking war for centuries. And then the one weapon that you need surfaces. It's in your grasp. And you not losing sight of the right way of doing things and just completely corrupting.
That's smart, yeah.
So I can't help but sympathize with this motherfucker. As much as I know he's the bad guy and I can already see the destruction that he's going to bring, I can't help but feel bad.
That's actually an interesting point, and I'm not going to spoil anything, but I'm reading through King of Scars right now, and Zoya is part of that whole, was in that Darkling world,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's a scholar,
and
right?
Then some little... this little monk comes along and he's like all about the Darkling. He like worships him and his story.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's funny because she's like, you weren't there. You weren't like next to him. And he's like, no, the Darkling's amazing. He like heart eyes, like big fangirl, you know? And he's like, but he wanted to, you know, save Grisha and whatever. And she's like, yeah, but he slaughtered my entire like friends and family. And
when he,
so
yeah,
it's,
when that
it
happened.
Was interesting to see like,
because
the two opposing views.
I feel like if he had just had all the trust and confidence in Alina, he would have accomplished what he wanted.
Yeah, but he
but
forced
I think that he just got so desperate that he's just like, at the sight of resistance, he was like, I have to pin this shit down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we can all understand that to some degree.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So, yeah.
He
fucked up, but it's like, I don't blame him.
Yeah. Especially if you're that old and you've seen the destruction of your people for so long.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't even be mad. And it's like, I did not think that racism was gonna play this big of a part.
Oh, yeah.
So, do they... Oh, you've not read it. And in the 7 chapters that I've read of Shadow and Bone, they don't specifically say that Alina is half-Shoe. They don't mention that. And Lily's read the book, and she said that there was never any mention of it.
I wonder if they just wove that in to be...
to make it just another thing, you know what I mean? But then again, Alina...
There is some of that, because it happened between Nina and Matthias. She's like, you're from fucking Fjorda, and they all want to, like...
kill Grisha.
Basically.
Yeah, no, but that was all over Six of Crows. That was always present. What I'm saying is that they never brought in, other than Alina being an orphan who was bullied as a child,
they never brought in
that she was half Shoe, at least so far that I've read, and Lily says that she can't remember any of it. So I thought it was interesting that they really made that a point, that race is a thing here.
Yeah.
And it didn't, and even within the Grisha.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Heartrenders, top dudes. If you're, like, a fabricator or a tailor, you're, like, beneath all of us.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting to see her, like, weave that in there. I was going to say something. Oh, so Alina, at one point, I got annoyed with her, right? Because it's like, okay, I get it. You're an orphan who was bullied, whose parents were consumed by, you know, the fold, right? And it's like, oh, okay, well, you're in the military and you're still getting shit because you're half Shoe. It just felt like a lot of victimization.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So there's just a lot. Like, you couldn't just be the orphan. Like, you also had to be, like, a race that they just completely disregarded. And then on top of that, you're also a Grisha. So that's just, like, now you're a mixed race Grisha. Like, it was just a lot of roadblocks. Or, I don't know. Like, it was just So it got a little like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
You're having a hard time at life. I get it.
Yeah.
So it was just, for me, it was just a little tad annoying. But other than that, it was great. So The Fold.
Yeah.
Lily says that she didn't like it.
What do you mean?
Because she says that that's not what she expected. She thought that what it was, she said that the way that they described it, I'll have to see because I'll have to read it, was like walking into a dark room. She's like, I don't understand why it's all smoky and cloudy and it's just not what the book described. I thought they did a really good job.
Me too.
It, to me, the way that I visualize it is like two walls
yeah.
of smoke that yeah. just kind of create this weird angular dome thing.
Yeah.
Because in it,
it's dark.
It's dark, but the smoke component isn't there. Because if it was, it would be like walking through a cloud or walking through fog. And it's not like that. It's clear. It's just dark. So she's like, no, the way that they described it, it was just like, just light didn't exist there.
Yeah, so how else would you show that visually?
I like the way that they did it.
Yeah, and if you look at the Shadow and Bone book and that little map.
Yeah.
It is a literal, like, dark rip.
It's like
rip
a river, yeah.
In the world.
Like a tear.
A tear, yeah. And mm-hmm. it's just all black. How else are you supposed to show that visually?
I don't really know. I don't know.
First of all, look at so fucking terrifying.
Yeah, the Vulcra.
Yeah, but is that what those supposed to look like? Because Jesus Christ.
I mean, I think they did a pretty good job.
They did. And I loved when the Vulcra, like, completely, were just so scary and they were just trying to get fucking everybody. And yeah. I was like, oh.
So, strange thing I read was that Grisha healers can't heal Vulcra wounds.
That's interesting. But well, they're made from, like, the same magic, so.
In the show they did, though, because Mal was.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yo, I was, like, that's very early in the beginning when they're crossing for the first time, and they try to, like, pull Alina and Mal apart.
Yeah.
And, I was like, yo, that's where, like, the obsession started for me, and I was like, if this asshole dies, like, no.
I'm not gonna make it. She reminded me of a glowworm.
Yeah!
Like, you know, like, the play school one?
Yeah.
That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah, I still remember what that sounds like.
I had one of those.
I never did think, fuck.
I can't, you know, what would you be? What would you want to be?
That's a great question. Grisha? They asked the cast that, and I was like, that's cool.
That's why I'm asking you. I'm torn between two.
Fabricator.
A fabricator? You'd want to make things?
I mean, a tailor, sorry.
Oh, so I'm stuck between a tailor and a healer. Mm. Which, technically, because she technically stitched some wounds, a really surface, like, superficial ones, but, you know, I don't know where I would be. I'd probably end up as a fucking healer because I'm a damn pansy.
Stop. Yeah, well, you have a heart of gold.
Underneath all this shit.
Heartrender's interesting.
I'd like that, too.
But I like the fact that you could just make whatever you envision. With your hands. Like, yo, we want to be red? Bam. Red hair.
Like in The Craft?
Yes.
That's scary. Yeah. Did we... So I like what they hinted at about Jesper when he fixed Kaz's cane.
Oh.
Did you forget about that?
Yeah, I did. Uh-huh. Until you just mentioned it.
Yeah. It's like Kaz gives it this look, and I think that's when his aha moment... Because Kaz knew.
Yeah. He's a very smart man.
Oh, he's... Can we just talk about how he was able to pinpoint that that lady was, like, a runaway by the way she counted her fucking money?
I know.
How observant must you be?
He's like, yo, count this in front of me. And she's like... He's like, nah, you're from here, bitch.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
That's what I'm saying. He's observant.
Oof. I think it's more than that.
I always felt like he was something special. And that's weird to say, but that's the only way I can describe it without being Grisha. Like, he's just smart and streetwise and...
Like, if he were Grisha, it'd be unfair.
Yeah.
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 I do miss... Because I was watching the first episode, and I was cutting up dog food, because that's my life now. And my brother, like, pinged on it. He's like, what is that? What are you watching? I was like, Shadow and Bone. I was like, there's a show he loves called Leverage, mm-hmm. and it's basically, like, a group of thieves...
Yeah.
That you side with. Yeah. And I was like, it's like Leverage, but fantasy.
Yeah.
And he was like, yo, shit, I'm going to watch it. And then I kept watching, and I'm like, Maybe I'd tell him that because it, Six of Crows was that. Because it was them thieving and heisting.
Yeah.
But the show Shadow and Bone isn't really about that.
No, they're just side characters
so
at the moment.
I don't think he got past, like, episode two.
Oh,
but,
that's too bad.
I was like, I kind of missed that. Because in Six of Crows, that's, you get to know more about them, just them.
I think we'll get to that, though.
And you see how they work together.
So, I didn't realize that from the end of Shadow and Bone, the TV series, when Matthias went to jail.
Oh, yeah.
He stays in there. So, we probably won't see Matthias for the rest of the season until we go into, delve more into Six of Crows. Like, once the war is over and all that stuff. Because it's not until Six of Crows that they bust him out of jail.
Holy fuck, you're right.
And it'd been years.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I was like, oh my. So it's like when you think about the way that he left Nina and how angry he was.
Yep.
Now he has years to just sit in that fucking anger. And because they had said, like, she's like, oh, when we get to trial, like, I'll basically, like, retract what I said.
Yeah.
And then the other prisoner was like, trial? Like, that'll be years before we get to trial. We're going to hell's wherever fucking prison. And that's where he fucking sat.
Yeah.
Until Six of Crows. Midway through Six of Crows.
I didn't even think of that.
So, I don't think we're going to see him for quite some time.
Are you sad about that? Because he was beautiful.
Yes, he is.
I don't know who that actor is, but damn.
Oh, I got you right here.
He's a...
His name is Callahan.
His first name is Callahan?
His name is Callahan Skogman.
That's a name. Yo, he's got a... Where are he from?
Wisconsin.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Nope.
I was like, yo, he's from Sweden or something because he's...
Well, the last name, yeah. He received an MFA in acting from the University of Southern California. And I think this is his first role.
I was going to say, has he been in it?
Well, no, he directed, like, he made, like, a mini movie. He's an actor-screenwriter.
Because he's, he was so beautiful.
But he landed the role of Matthias Halvar in the, you know, what?
When they're in the fucking hunter's hut.
It's a whale hut.
Whale hut, sorry. And he takes off and he, like, Nina finally, like, convinced him to take off his wet clothes.
Yeah.
And then he takes his shirt off and she's, like, eyeballing him, yeah. Like, in his muscles. I was like, girl, that was the moment you, that's it.
And
that's
I follow it, him on Instagram. I follow him, Ben Barnes, and Archie.
But I love that the, the creators of the show, like, they did a good long shot of looking
so
at that.
I saved something on Instagram because there was two instances in this series where there was characters that cracked jokes and I lost it. So for me, what sent me was when they were when the crows were looking back to the train ride.
Yeah.
And it's like Jesper screaming while hugging Milo. And then you see, and it's just like, Saints! And it's like this chaotic, like, 2-second frame thing. Hilarious. So it's not all serious all the time.
No.
But there are some gems in there.
There's a lot of gems.
But there was this one moment. Oh my god, this fucking... Oh no, where'd he go?
I was gonna say, that's Chris Crocker.
Hold on. This moment... Hold on, because he's like, you don't have to... He's like, yeah, what is it?
Yeah.
It's just this awkward, like, you don't have to raise your... Yes, what do you need?
Yeah.
What is it?
But, I love that.
But the other part was when he's, like, in the skiff. when the Darkling is in the skiff, right? And he's giving his speech, and then he has to kill everyone. And then he goes...
I have to say that speech all over
again. Yeah, he's like, well, that sucks. And I'm just like, yo, really? Darkling? Dark humor? What's up?
Yeah, I think that's why they do a good job of making... Like you said, you sympathize with the Darkling.
Yeah.
And they do it very well.
It's insane.
He's a good villain.
And it sucks because you see so much of his good side and then you see that moment of desperation and then you see him snap and it's just like, bruh.
Yeah.
It's almost like when you realize that you're Team Negan, no matter how much you love Rick.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exactly... So I sat down and I've been telling Javi to watch this since the day it came out and he hasn't. It's not his thing anymore to watch TV. But he's like, well, what's so great about it? And I was like, okay, you know when you're watching The Walking Dead and you're, like, all for Rick and his crew, or you're watching, or you're playing The Last of Us and you're all about Joel and Ellie, but the events of your past just come to haunt you and you can't help but be like... Because I remember in The Walking Dead when Negan came around, Negan only appeared because of Rick's fuck-up.
Mm-hmm.
Because you went and slaughtered all his people.
Yep.
And then people got mad because now Negan's killing off all the big... Glenn.
Yep.
Abraham. All the big guys. There's now you're under his thumb and now everybody's butthurt. But did we forget about what Rick did?
Yep.
And it's the same thing in The Last of Us. Like, Joel knew that his death was imminent because it's like, you can only do so much bad shit before it comes back to bite you in the ass.
Right.
So then people were so mad at Abby for killing Joel. But it's like, I can't even be mad at Abby, though.
Mm-hmm.
At least she wasn't greedy.
Yeah.
In this instance, he took it a little too far.
Yeah.
But I can't be mad at him.
Mm-mm. That's a good point. That's how you make, like, a sympathetic villain. Like, it's just...
You can't help it.
You care about their story.
Yeah.
Regardless of how, quote-unquote, good or bad it is.
And it was fascinating to me watching him be so half-sincere. And watching her just being so easily manipulated. Like, she was under his spell.
Oh, hell yeah.
The whole fucking time. And I'm just like, girl, you are being played.
Yeah.
You are so wrapped around his finger, though. You are being played.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like...
He did it well.
He did. But it's like I said, like, if Bagra had never...
Said what she said.
If she hadn't interrupted or, like, butted in, I think that he probably could have gotten what he wanted out of her.
Yeah.
Unless... I mean, this was just his intention the whole time. Do you think that spell that he did fucked him up?
Yes.
You think it corrupted his mind?
Yes.
For sure.
Well, it corrupted a lot more than just his mind.
No, yeah, I know, but I just, because, I don't know, I always think back to that his episode, and how sincere he seemed about, like, all I want is just for you guys to stop slaughtering my people. Like, that's all I ask. And it's, so, like, Mal's colonel, is that who it was? The guy that was the whole leader of the whatever unit
I would
that
call
Mal
it a colonel,
was in.
Yeah.
The captain of Mal's 30, whatever fucking regiment he was in.
Yeah.
Right? So he was, like, talking about how, like, you know, when Grisha first started to surface, people thought that, like, one Grisha was worth 1,000 of our men.
Yeah.
And now it dwindled to, like, one Grisha is the equivalent of, like, 10 of our guys.
Yeah.
I don't think that Grisha are that exceptional to humans.
No.
Because if it wasn't for their Kefka,
they'd be dead.
Easily.
Those are pretty, though.
They were.
Kefta?
Kefka? Kefka, I can't remember.
Whatever. The long-ass coats.
And it's crazy because Lee, the way that she described it is exactly how they made it.
I know.
It has, like, that fur lining on the inside.
And I loved she didn't make a cameo wearing her own Kefta.
What book was it?
What?
That Jesper was holding. Which book was it?
It was, like, it was this one because it had these antlers.
Did it?
Yeah, and it was in their language, like, whatever language that was.
Oh, okay.
But I noticed it because
in
of those.
In their Rafka language?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was trying to figure out, that was David in the carriage, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's I don't know who the fuck that guy is, but
we can find out.
He stood out.
Yeah, he did. He's so awkward, but handsome at the same time. Like, I didn't understand the...
And he's a Durast. Durast?
Durast, yeah.
That's
I have a hard time with their language.
What do you mean? Oh, like pronouncing?
The way that they say their the girl that played Genya, Smoke.
Yeah, she was pretty.
She was.
I couldn't remember if she was like an underling of the Darkling.
What do you mean?
Like that she knew his plan was like
no.
I
think she was just...
I forgot.
I think she was just, what is that called?
What is that called?
Oh my god. when you fall in love with your captor.
Oh.
Because she's grateful to him.
Stockholm Syndrome.
Yes, she's very grateful to him. Despite of anything or everything that he's ever done, she's grateful to him because of the life that he was able to give her. Regardless of... the king
yeah.
and his disgusting habits. Wow, this guy's really not in here? Come on.
Well, why you look for that? I don't know if I like how... I've seen a lot of promotions where they're liking this show to Game of Thrones, and it kind of makes me mad. I'm like, why? Because no. It's fantasy? Like, that's a whole genre.
If you don't anything, need to... The Witcher.
That's a good one. And I was like, yeah, maybe there's politics involved, but that's not all it is. So, don't be, like, comparing it.
I think it compares better to The Witcher.
Agreed.
And minus the creature. Because those creatures only exist in the Fold.
Mm-hmm.
They don't exist outside of the Fold.
And I was going to say, they can't come out.
Yeah. But The Witcher, like, he obviously was...
It's like that same thing where it's realistic, but there's, like, just a little bit of magic involved. Mm-hmm.
And that's how I've always described Six of Crows. Because in Six of Crows, the only Grisha is Nina.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else is human.
And just well-trained assassins or intellects, knife work,
they're
gun
just,
work.
Like Captain America. Yeah, they're just enhanced super soldiers.
Yeah.
They're just, they've honed their skills. That's really all it is. But, yeah,
I would definitely not compare it to Game of Thrones.
No.
It's on its own level.
Yeah. I think it's more, it's like parallel to The Witcher.
Yeah.
It's like a YA Witcher.
Yeah, there you go. And I actually cannot wait for season 2 to come out of that.
Now, Ninth House has nothing to do with those, right?
Oh, hell no.
No.
That's realistic, like, law and crime and stuff.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. But I'm still excited. Can't wait to read it.
Me too.
I have it. Haven't read it.
I'm trucking through.
I was just so happy because I went to Barnes & Noble to get Rule of Wolves because I knew I would need it after I finished King of Scars. And this girl was coming down off the escalator, and she had the trilogy of Shadow and Bone. And I was like, yes, girl, yes, welcome.
So she's such a good writer.
She is. I hate it. I love it, at the same time.
I find myself, like, I don't know what it is. Like, when I write, it's... I don't know how to describe it. It's very... It's an easy read. You know what I mean? Like, it's just there. It just is. But with her, it's just everything is so detailed. I don't know how to describe it. I just know that it's almost magical to read.
Yeah.
Leigh Bardugo's writing.
It's because it's transportive. Because when we're reading it, we're in it and the world around us does not exist.
Yeah.
You, like, end the book or you end a chapter and you're like, oh, fuck, I'm here.
So I've heard that about my own writing. They're like, dude, like, I can see it. Like, I'm there. But maybe it's just because it's two different realms.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's just, I remember, like, reading her describing the throne, the king's throne. And it was just, and I don't know, obviously, it's probably because the show helped. But even if it didn't, like, I remember reading Six of Crows and everything was just, like, exactly what Ketterdam was shown on the show
is exactly how it was to me.
It was very Peaky Blinder-esque.
Yeah, it's dirty but exotic. Damn,
my stomach is doing things.
Yeah,
sorry,
I upset you, so thus upset your stomach.
Oh, well, Matthias went through it too.
I'm sorry. So, final thoughts.
10.
Oh yeah,
10 out of 10.
Yep,
10. Out of 10 out of 10. Nothing felt forced.
I was going to say, I don't think there was anything I didn't like about it.
No, me neither. Even down to Poppy. Do you remember Poppy? The burlesque dancer. I was like, why does this fit?
Yeah.
This fits so well.
That's Ketterdam. That's the barrel.
So here's my other thing before we get to final thoughts. Can we agree or maybe disagree that sexual orientation is not really a thing
in that world? No.
Because, so I was shocked to read that Jesper, for lack of a better word, is gay.
Mm-hmm.
And on the show, it just didn't, I don't know what it was. I just felt like that's how it should be normally. Like, it should just be like not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's because, like, Inej noticed it and she was just annoyed at the fact that he was flirting instead of doing his job.
I was just going to say, Jesper, it's not that he's just very flirtatious with everybody. He could be with, like, the Darkling. You know, like, he could be... Yeah,
right.
He could woo anybody.
But he slept with a dude, and it was just like...
That makes sense.
He slept with a dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like a guy would sleep with a chick. And nobody, like, at least, like... I don't know. Like, it just wasn't... Like, you didn't get those vibes. And then when it finally, like... And it just was like, sense. Oh, you're flirting with a stable hand. I didn't even bat an eye.
Yeah.
I was just like, yeah, this is how things are. Like, it wasn't like, oh. Like,
yeah.
And I didn't get that either when I read it.
Me neither.
I was just like, oh, that makes sense.
It totally fit his character. Like,
it's just... And then I saw Poppy and I was just like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just all fit.
Yeah.
I don't know how she did it.
I bow down to you, Leigh Bardugo.
Yo.
She's
dope.
And I know we talked about this off air, but that fucking moment when she met everybody, when they were dressed. Like, just imagine seeing your characters in front of you.
I would sob.
She was sobbing.
If I ever walked on set and Forever Inc. was there, I would probably cry.
See? She did.
I would.
She's like, you all look so good.
Like, oh, yeah, you're real.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you are. Yeah.
Your name's not Freddy. Your name
is... It's Kaz. It's Kaz.
Yeah.
Which... He was so good.
Kaz Brecker. What a great fucking name.
I know.
I just want her brain. Actually, no, I don't want it because I want her to keep pumping shit out.
Yeah, but also, like, I like the way Alexander was spelled.
Oh, yeah.
With a it was K unique. Instead of an X. It was all just perfect.
Yeah, definite 10 wickets on that one.
Yeah. I feel bad for Alexi. Oh, damn. I feel bad for Alexi.
Just a little bit?
A lot.
Yeah.
I feel bad. First of all, you tried to kill yourself and failed.
Yeah.
Only just to end up where you did.
Yeah.
Pekka Rowlings did not expect that.
What do you mean?
I didn't know he was an Irishman. Pekka Rowlings.
Oh, that's a good point. Oh, no, I thought he's portrayed as Irish.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not. Maybe she doesn't write in the accent.
No, she don't.
I don't know, but it was fucking amazing. If you've got nothing else to do at some point, like, literally just bang it out. You'll find yourself just playing it on a loop like I did.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
But if you do enjoy reading those types of books, yo, you gotta read this.
And you have to. It's not like, for example, Stephen King's It. I can't read that book. I cannot read it. Watching the movies fucked it up for me. With this, it's not. It's making the books better.
Yeah.
So do it. Do it. Do it.
Do it now. Please. Do it for us.
Do it.
You will not hate it.
No.
You will not be disappointed.
Disappointed whatsoever.
You'll be satisfied in every means of the word.
So fucking good. Just go buy it. The fucking ebooks are like less than $8 each.
Yeah.
So. I think
that's it. For this week, at least.
Yes. It's all about the Grishaverse.
And our little band of rebels.
No mourners, no funerals. Peace out!
Peace out!